Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're
no,
a big tough?
Never feel like an
if
idiot.
You're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Country by Jason Aldean from 2008. 464-5685. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day in concert last night at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Gigi went.
She did.
Kidding me.
Gigi went. Yeah, had a great time. She's all dressed up. Didn't like that a lot. Yeah.
Why?
She's
why
very grown up now.
I get
you know,
it.
Very, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
So very grown up, and she was all dressed up. She looked great, though, and had a great time. I was not at all bummed out that I was not attending with her. Jason Aldean is not really...
Not your guy?
He's very talented. He's
very talented.
Very just not my...
Is he?
If it had been like a Luke Combs, I would have been there. I'd been at the concert. I'll give it a 4-4.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that song couldn't really end fast enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, 4-4, I inflated the heck out of it. Yeah, but yes.
We like honesty here. Yes. Show. We like
that's
honesty.
Bad country now. Yeah. I mean, whoa.
I did play
that's
a song.
Not better time.
I played a song that was new that you guys liked last week, Cody Johnson.
Didn't he do Flyover States?
He did.
I like that song.
Okay.
I like that song.
Thank you for finding something redeeming.
Yes.
Because of that, it's going to be hard.
I assume you're not going to be as high as a 4-4.
No, I'm not going to be in the ones. I'd say a 1-7. 1-7 on that. I couldn't get
it.
I mean it.
Fight words.
I mean, well, we can go if you want.
Yeah, if you want to dance?
Yeah, yeah,
you want to dance?
Yeah, Chumbawamba, I get knocked down. It's a 9-9 from you guys.
And we loved it.
I'm never getting over that.
I drink a whiskey drink. I drink a vodka drink.
Is that Snitter
the Wind?
Did you say pissing the night away?
That was incredible. Better than this.
You want to guess Rudy's score real quick?
Rudy's got to be, he'll like it. He's going to be a 7-6.
6-9. I'll be wearing my boots this weekend.
Okay, right.
There you go.
There we go, Rudy.
Well, we're joined by Derek Bombeck, director of sport for Visit Lincoln. I know he's going higher than your guys' score. He was singing
that
song.
Excited,
I liked it. It's a good song. It holds, it's near and dear to my heart. So when I met my wife, she was fresh out of Kansas State. So when he says Kansas Princess, she loved that line. So she made me karaoke the song all the time. So we're going to go like an 8-7 on that one.
So,
again, not my favorite country artist, but seen it enough times. He's good. So.
And you'd rather see him than Chumbawamba.
Well, he had more songs than Chumbawamba.
I would pay premium prices to see him over Chumbawamba.
Okay. You could have last night. He was here.
Yeah.
You should have gone, Derek.
I went to Kojo last Friday. I was,
Cody Johnson.
Yes.
Kojo.
Just a quick gander at the scores. It's very up and down.
No
some
idea.
Very high, some very low, some middle. So it's all over the place, as you would expect for Song of the Day.
That's good.
Thank you.
She's Country by Jason Aldean. Song of the Day from 2008.
Derek, got that over with.
Derek is here to tell us about all things Lincoln.
Thank you.
This weekend and coming up. Derek, you've been busy. You told me and Bill about your busy weekend last weekend. Wow,
that was something.
That was a lot.
You were on a bender.
Just grinding.
Yeah,
grinding. Work-wise.
You were grinding. For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Did you get anything done for Lincoln? It sounded like you're just doing nothing but in sports bars for like six straight days.
No, it was a great trip.
Colts game.
We had the NCAA bid symposium out at the NCAA headquarters in Indianapolis. So, yes, I was able to take in the Colts game where they won on the last second field goal. But beyond that, it was great information gathering. So the NCAA puts out bids every 2, 3, or maybe 4 years on all their NCAA championships. And so there was a big overview on what the new bid cycle was going to be like, when it was going to come out. Then you go to these overview sessions on some of the major sports. You're talking men's and women's basketball, ice hockey, wrestling, new sport coming out, women's wrestling championships. So just trying to get a lot of overview on what they want in the city, what they want in facilities, what they need for hotels, because it changes constantly. And then you were able to meet one-on-one with every sport that you specifically wanted to meet with to get specific information on your community, on your facilities, and things like that. So we had Tim Savona with Pinnacle Bank Arena, the general manager there. We had a representative from the Nebraska Athletic Department came out. So Lincoln was represented well. We're very confident in, you know, showcasing Lincoln for future NCAA bids.
It's a lot.
It was awesome.
Good weekend for you, Derek. Now, tonight, yeah, it's the eve of game day. We got Michigan, Nebraska tomorrow. But basketball starts their season very soon also. Derek, opening night with Husker Hoops tonight?
Yeah, Nebraska ball's back, baby. So tip off the 2025 men's and women's basketball season tonight in the Rail Yard. This interactive fan-friendly event is going to take place on Canopy Street right near PBA. So it will start at 6:30. It includes both the men's and women's programs and is free to the public. Come meet the coaches, the teams, and check out everything that Husker basketball has to offer. For more information, you can check out Huskers.com for this great event.
When we see Derek Bombeck on the scene tonight.
Unfortunately, we have a little thing going on tonight. I rented a 15-passenger van, and we're taking a crew back to Shelton, Nebraska, because my dad is hosting like a little mini two-concert band series out of his cabin out in the middle of the woods, and it's going to be amazing.
Where's our invite at?
Time out.
You kidding me?
Time out.
We got room in the van.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay.
God,
is there any dignitaries in the van?
Will that be no, just friends and neighbors.
Gotcha. Yep. And you're driving out.
We got a 15-passenger van loaded up.
How far is Shelton?
Shelton's like an hour and a half away.
When's the band playing?
Well, there's two bands. I got the link on my phone. The first band starting at 6 o'clock. I'm assuming the second one's going to start.
Tonight?
7:30 tonight only.
And
what,
this is
at your dad's deal?
Your cabin. Yeah, how does he get these bands together?
Well, so, again, it's out by, now we're completely sidetracking, but that's okay. Fine. It's, crane viewing out there. So this cabin, people from all over the world come to that area to view cranes. And he just lets them into his land there and meets people from all over the country, all over the world. And this one guy's like, I would love to stay in this cabin. It's very rustic. It's got electricity, but no plumbing kind of thing. And he's like, I'd love to stay here. He's like, I sing. I'd love to do a concert out here. This landscape just seems awesome. If we could get some generators. So that's how it happened year one. It was just him. Well, then this is year two. They got that band and then another band from Omaha coming in just to
generators.
The Ukes boys, I think. So, yeah.
Cranes.
There's a whole life.
Sandhill. Oh, man. Cranes is a million-dollar business for Nebraska.
We talk about it all the time on the show. We didn't know we could have went to a personal cabin and a friend.
That's a good point, Bill.
We'll do that.
What? Your dad? Your dad?
Retired Donnell Bombeck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just living the dream.
He's having a concert.
You're living the dream.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. 15. Who's driving the van?
I got it.
You got it?
Yep.
Oh,
is
Erkovich
on the van?
He was invited, but he's like, oh, man, we can't make it.
Probably, yeah. Well, probably lacrosse.
Probably
kids
something.
Are playing lacrosse, and also he's protecting the city.
That's true.
I was texting
a lot going on this weekend.
I was texting with him Monday night at 3 a.m.
I'm blown away by this.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah, not too late to make a plan. Come out.
Well, if you can't make it on that bus trip to Shelton, we got hoops. Also, we got Larry the Cable Guy in town tonight.
Yes, there's another unforgettable night of comedy. So Nebraska's own Larry the Cable Guy is bringing his sold-out tour, Larry's Nebraska Road Trip, to the Pinewood Bowl. The event starts at 7 p.m. and tickets can be purchased at pinewoodbowltheater.com. So another great event going on in Lincoln tonight. It should be beautiful out, so get out and do something.
Larry's at Pinewood tonight?
Sold out.
So
it's
they
sold
say,
out. I'll be damned.
Sold out.
It's sold out.
Maybe you know somebody you can get an extra ticket possibly. But
is it sold out?
It says sold out. No. It says bringing a sold out tour. On
No, that's you the can name still get
tour.
Tickets.
That's
otherwise,
the name of the tour.
Otherwise, I would not have mentioned it.
No, the tour, the tour is called Larry's Nebraska Road Trip. It says the sold out tour.
Yeah. Wow. What? Go to the website and get tickets.
Now we have a big controversy.
Oh, boy. After I fight Sippinville over the song fight choice, me instead. I'm fighting James.
We have all sorts of fighting. Last one, Derek. Lincoln Rocks. What's that?
Yes, MW Climbing is an excellent indoor climbing facility in Lincoln. And on September 27th, they are hosting the 5th annual Lincoln Rocks Bouldering Competition. There's two sessions happening, one from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., the second from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. This event is free to the public, so it's a great way to see a new, unique sport in our city. Or if you don't want to go see the event, but you just want to go do some interactive climbing, they do that 7 days a week. So check out mwclimbing.com for more information on the event. Order just to get your kids out and get healthier.
That's right by our old station.
Yeah. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's 48th and R area. Oh,
what if we got into that? Also, me and where's Bush and Sipple at? They're rock climbing.
Hey, there's people your age and older there doing it. I take my kids. Yep. They love it.
God, what a wow. That was a lot of stuff you covered today.
Whew. Last thing, Derek, is Nebraska, Michigan. I think it's 1.5 point spread. Are you favoring anyone?
Do you have any cash on the game?
I asked Big C what his prediction was, and I'm like, are you going to do a Colorado thing again or what? And he's like, no. He's like, let's go 24-21 Nebraska. So we'll stick with that.
I like that.
That's his pick. You're going with Big C?
Yeah, no, okay. I was right in that in that realm, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be at the game?
We will be there.
You're coming back from Shelton to be at the game.
Coming back tonight with the crew and be there ready to rock and roll tomorrow.
That's not, I want to hear. I want photos from this thing.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what to say.
What
about
is the? They play both kinds of music, country and western.
I don't even know if either of them are country bands.
Really?
I haven't heard either of the bands yet. So yeah, I'll send you guys the little brochure.
What's your guess? Like rock?
Well, I heard the first one, Tom something band, was like elevator music, like soft, you know.
Elevator music.
Them Ukes boys, which you can look them up from Omaha, I don't think they looked country at all. I think they play just a little bit of everything, so.
I want to know more about this. This night sounds incredible.
Yeah, give us some photos.
Should be good.
You're out in the
wilderness. You're out in the wilderness.
Out in the pasture, yeah. There's no streetlights, just nothing but stars and pasture around you, so. In a cabin.
Might be romantic, too.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Sexual.
He is Derek Bombeck, Director of Sport for Visit Lincoln. Thank you, Derek.
I'm sorry.
Hour two
let's
next
cut this off real quick.
With Lee Sterling next, an early break on The Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear.
my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.